The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
We're tied, full court pressure. Kearney Catholic gets it into John Masker. Left-hand dribble, outlet pass, front court, Holtmeyer, 4 seconds. He'll kick it out, Cam Moore. Moore down the lane, right-hand scoop, shot is up and in, and Kearney Catholic wins at the buzzer. Cam Moore's driving layup down the right side of the lane is up and in, and the Stars win it.
Tonight is the semifinals of the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament in Hastings, as Kearney Catholic takes on the Adams Central Boys and Ord Lady Chanticleers. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
They'll get it into Messbarger. Clear it out. Michelle will bring it into the front court with 10. Left-hand dribble brings it to the wing. Gives it off to Colling. Colling dribbles into the triple team. Back to Messbarger. Out to Teal. Drop step. Going to put a 19-footer on the way. And it is good. And that'll end the quarter.
In tonight's boys game, top seed Adams Central looks to stay undefeated in conference play and defend their home court. On the girls' side, defending champion and top seed Kearney Catholic looks to continue their recent dominance. It's the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next. But first, the Deck Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Adams Central High School with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Adams Central High School, along with our producer-engineer back at the studio, Jeff Ekstrom. I'm Doug Duda as we get ready for the Kearney Catholic girls semifinal game against the Ord Lady Chanticleers. The Adams Central boys a winner tonight in their contest over Kearney Catholic, 70-51. They will play Ord. Ord defeated Wood River 56-43. So the girls' games are going now. The other gym will have St. Paul taking on Centura. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and the starting lineups are coming up after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the visiting Ord Lady Chanticleers, they're a young team. Number 4, 5'5", freshman Allie Smith. Number 12, 5'6", junior Morgan Alexander. Number 14, a 5'9", freshman Maddie Hagee. Number 22, a 5'8", sophomore Andrea Carson. And number 30, 6-foot junior Kate Grant. Head coach of the Ord Lady Chanticleers in his first year is Kenton Tennell, assisted by Melissa Hilgenkamp. And Brittany Schroeder. Ord is 13-7, but they have won 7 of their last 8. For Kearney Catholic, 17-2, ranked number 3 in Class C1. Number 21, 5'6", senior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6", senior, Whitney Colling. Number 23, a 5'9", sophomore, Kylie Teal. Number 41, 5'8", junior, Maddie Squires. And number 43, 5'10", sophomore, Anna Squires. Head coach Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. And those are the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The opening tip will go to Kearney Catholic, but they're going to miss their opening shot, and the Lady Chanticleers will get the rebound here with Kate Grint. They've got it in the front court, trying to lob it down low. Anna Squires goes up, tries to deflect it away from Grint. The ball goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Grint, so Ord will turn it over. Kearney Catholic 17-2, Ord 13-7. Again, they met early on in the season, second week of the year. And Kearney Catholic took care of Ord easily, as they have most of the conference opponents, 66-33. Calling into the front court, Maddie Squires, open three. She'll fire it. It's on the way. No good. The ball gets booted around. Going to be picked up by Squires. She tries to go to the baseline to Whitney Calling. She's too deep. Throws it back out top. They'll reset. Kylie Teal, three-pointer on the way. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Smith of the Chanticleers. Allie will push it into the front court. The freshman gives it off here on the wing to Morgan Alexander. To the high post, they'll go to Haggy. She's another freshman out to Alexander. Three players run at her, so somebody's got to be open, and that's going to be Smith. Her three-pointer, though, is too strong, and Maddie Squires will get the rebound. She'll push it up the floor for the Stars, take it all the way down into traffic. Left-hand scoop, no good, and a foul will be called on the Lady Chanticleers. First foul of the game will go on Morgan Alexander. Two free throws coming up for Squires. Now, the Lady Stars had a tough game 1 week ago tonight. Guardian Angels thumped them by 18, something the Stars had not run into for a couple of years. And so we'll see what kind of changes. It's hard to tell as they were able to roll out Wood River in the quarters last night. Free throw by Squires is up and in. Second one is up and in. And Ord takes the 2-0, or Kearney Catholic takes the 2-0 lead. Ord a winner last night over Ravenna, 50-29. Grint on the low block. Turnaround jumper hit the rim. She was so close. Rebound comes out to Prasoski. Alley pushes it up the floor, takes it all the way in, then gives it off to Calling. Six-footer. Front of the rim, no good. Grint will grab the rebound for the Chanticleers. When I talked to Coach Kenton Tennell before the ball game of Ord, he said, you know, we are just a young team, and it's taken a while to get used to everything. That's why we've won 7 of our last 8. As Whitney Calling will be whistled for a reach-in foul here near midcourt. And Carson will throw it in here for the Chanticleers. She'll just lob it in short to Allie Smith. Spins everybody on the left side. They try to set up Carson on the backside, and Anna Squires rejects it out of bounds. Carson says, ooh, she's got a smile on her face. But the big thing there is don't be intimidated. Ord has already found that they want to take it inside, and that has been kind of a success in the games that Kearney Catholic has struggled or lost. Smith out front, Calling trying to knock it away, but doesn't do it. Now Ord's got numbers. Smith gifts it out on the right wing. Alexander fires the three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound picked up Carson. She'll put it up, no good. Ball deflected out of bounds. It's still Ord's. 6:12 to go here in the first quarter. Two free throws by Maddie Squires. That's it. 2-0 Stars. Inbounds pass to Smith. Smith trying to just avoid getting the ball taken away. Gets it to Alexander. Down on the post, Grint. Turnaround jumper. Squires blocks another one. Second one for Anna. It goes out of bounds to Ord. We may never leave this side of the court, as Adams Central has a beautiful facility here. Ord matches right in with their red traveling uniforms. Carson will lob it out top to Smith. Then Andrea will come take it with a left-hand dribble. Starts to the wing, then goes back to the right side. Lost where Calling was. Calling strips it away from behind. Takes it up the floor to the trailer. Prasoski missed the layup. Ball is deflected back out to Alley. And the Stars will get another chance. Maddie Squires puts her head down on the right-hand scoop up and in. Squires with both buckets here for the Stars. She continues to shine here as of late for Kearney Catholic, upping her point total to about 8 per game. And she can get you about 15 a game. She has been the steady here as Kylie Teal jumps the passing lane, makes the steal, brings it up around one, around two, and lays it up and in. 6-0 Kearney Catholic with 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Ord with those three turnovers resulting in 6 points. Alexander in the corner, open is Haggy. She'll try the three-pointer. That's all Ord is really doing right now, three-pointers, and on the block it's no good. Prasoski, her third rebound already. Teal is wide open, so she'll fire the three and hit it. Timeout by the Lady Chanticleers. So a little bit of a slow start, but now Ord has saw the Stars hit three straight. 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 9, Ord nothing. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Don't forget, we also have Fort Kearney Conference Boys Semifinal currently on the air on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. But as we say that, Ord turns it over on the inbounds. Michelle Messbarger steal to Prasoski, the three-pointer. Skips in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Kate Grint, her third. And a foul going to be called here on Kearney Catholic. By the way, Pleasanton and Amherst playing right now in overtime. It was Wilcox Hildreth 52-41 over Elm Creek, or 53. They scored all 12 points in the overtime. It was tied. They win it by 12. Chanticleers with the basketball at the high post. Allie Smith dribbling left, dribbling right. Bounce pass goes off Anna Squire's foot. And out of bounds. Ward will keep it. And the Chanticleers on the baseline. Look to throw it in. Or Alexander looking. Cutting in there is Delaney Fahey, another freshman, but they'll lob it out top to Grant. Now to Fahey in the left-hand corner. Tries to force it inside. Catherine Landsman is also checked in. The ball deflected. Now for Kearney Catholic, Caitlin Long will check in. And Ord lobs it out to the high post. Grint swings it over. They're trying to move it around the perimeter. Fahey can't get the three, and her pass back out. Stolen away by Messbarger. Messbarger two-on-one. Takes it in. Lays it up and in. Now those transition buckets are starting to pile up, and the Stars are up 11-0 here in the first quarter. Ord still looking to get on the board, and that is the problem. If you can't handle the Stars' pressure, you're going to get run over. If you can, you can play right with them, but there's a lot of difference between a 5-point game and a 30-point game. 11-0, Kearney Catholic with the early lead. Inside. They'll get it to Smith. Out of the wing, a three-pointer. Again, it will not go for Landsman. Long rebound comes out to Messbarger. She's headed the other way, then lost the basketball. The steal is made by Catherine Landsman, the first Kearney Catholic turnover, as Messbarger comes from behind and kicks it out of bounds. So they'll try again. And after the substitution, the Chanticleers to throw it in. The Ord boys, who'd never made the semifinals, are now in the finals of the boys' portion, beating Wood River tonight 56-43. It was Wood River's coldest shooting night of the year. And a reach-in foul on Jordan Stride, who just checked into the ball game for the Stars. Second foul on Kearney Catholic. Morgan Teal, Long, Anna Squires, Jordan Stride, Michelle Messbarger, they're on the floor here for the Stars, but it's Ord ball. They have had about six inbounds plays already here in this first quarter. And another one here, lobbing out on the right wing to Landsman. Landsman is trapped. She'll dribble toward midcourt. Mistake. Messbarger picks her pocket. Michelle goes in, then has it knocked out of bounds. 3:16 to go here in the first quarter, 11-0. Kearney Catholic leads it. And they'll have the ball underneath their own hoop. Messbarger looking in the paint. Nothing there. Now just has to lob it. Squires comes out and grabs it at the free throw line. Crossover on Alexander. Takes her to the hoop. The left-hand runner, no good. Fight for the rebound. Long is going to rip it away from the defender out to Morgan Teal. Top of the key three-pointer, no good. Messbarger, another rebound. Here's Strite for three, no good. And finally, Ord gets out of there with it. Alexander, quick outlet pass. Three on two. Hit the trailer and a foul will give free throws to Delaney Fahey. Anna Squires. Ord did a good job of getting the outlet pass on that rebound and sprinting to the other end. They've went 6 minutes without scoring, and they're going to try and change that right here. 11-0. The foul on Anna is her second. And it looks like she'll check out for Maddie, and the free throw is up and in by the freshman Delaney Fahey, and Ord on the board with 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. Also coming in for Ord will be Danielle Ray. Second free throw now for Fahey. Up, and it is good. And Ord wants to sub. Checking back in, Maddie Hagee. So Hagee's in there. Alexander, Fahey, also into the ball game, Tori Barron, and then Ray, who just checked in. Kearney Catholic ball leading it 11-2. Try to force it inside, deflected, but Maddie Squires grabs it, now drives into the paint, and she got, oh, we're going to get a walk before she had contact. Maddie was expecting the travel. That's not going to be the case. Second turnover here for the Stars. And Ord will inbound it. Still looking for their first field goal. Up ahead to Tori Barron. Barron stops as she crosses the timeline. Looking for some help. Rolls off the leg. Messbarger, another steal. This time she'll be fouled going in by Barron. Michelle Messbarger already with three steals here in the first quarter. Four steals here in the first quarter. She'll now go to the line and shoot two. Messbarger hitting a layup earlier. Now the free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Stars have been a good free throw shooting team much of the season. Andrea Carson now checks in. She's the experienced gal on the team. She's a sophomore. Second free throw up, and it is in this time for Messbarger. So she gets one of two. And Ord on the inbounds has to track it down, but Fahey has it to Alexander. Alexander to the high post, over to Carson on the left wing. Skip pass up top, trying to get a quick three away. Ord's not afraid to shoot Alexander for three, but they are 0-5 from the outside. Offensive rebound, but Carson's putback is missed. Off the Ray rebound, she'll get another one and put it up and in. Ray. Hagee got the first one. Ray got the second one. Ord gets their first field goal. 12-4. Chanticleer's down by 8. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Long on the post is fouled, as the Chanticleers didn't quite get set defensively. And the foul will be on Ray, her first, and the team's third. So there's definitely a pace to this basketball game. Ord knows that they cannot hold onto the ball long against this Kearney Catholic pressure. Free throw by Long is in and out, no good. Second free throw coming up. 1:55 to go here in the first quarter. 12-4, make it 13-4, as Long will get her first point. Stars are up by 9, just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We'll give you a St. Paul Centura update at their quarter break. Here's Hagee, nice catch. Good ball movement by the Chanticleers. Ord's chase, and Carson tries the three, but it's no good. Offensive rebound by Morgan Alexander. She'll dribble it back out front, and then her pass is tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Chanticleers at midcourt. 13-4 Ord. Trailing here by 9. And they've got the basketball. Fahey gets away from the defender, comes to the left baseline, and she'll get fouled as she puts the shot up. Two free throws coming. The foul on Long, kind of got tripped up trying to come off the screen. And at the line, Delaney Fahey, who hit two free throws earlier in the quarter. And the first free throw now for the freshman is on the way, and it's too strong. Didn't quite see this many freshmen on the varsity volleyball team, and they've had a solid volleyball team for the Chanticleers for over a decade now. And now the basketball team with one of their best records in a while, and they're making some noise, even though a tough draw here, as the free throw is up, and it is good. So Fahey gets one of two. 13-5, Kearney Catholic, 1:27 to go here in the first quarter of play. Up the floor, Whitney Colling, as the starters are back in there partially. Morgan Teal and Long stay out there. Maddie Squires gets an open look at a three, so she'll fire it. It's no good. Morgan Teal will get the rebound. Kick it out of the wing to Prasoski. Dribbles in, draws the double team, dishes it off to Colling. She'll go to Squires in the paint, draws some contact, and the ball ricochets up and in. Maddie Squires, an old-fashioned three-point play opportunity there. As that ball had no right going in, she was fouled. The ball just kind of flew out of her hands. But nice job by Squires. Foul called on Hagee, her first. Exactly 107 now to go in the first quarter. Free throw by Squires. Spins out, no good. And Ray will grab another rebound, and here come the Lady Chanticleers. Down by 10, 15-5. Kearney Catholic jumped out 11-0. in the Fort Kearney Conference. Amherst girls lead Pleasanton after one, or boys, excuse me, 11-2. Amherst up 11-2, low-scoring game. Another three by the Chanticleer Smith, no good. Ball ends up in the hands of Prasoski. Long outlet pass calling. She'll take it in. Left-hand layup, good. First bucket for Whitney, 17-5, Stars. Carson will bring it across, stop just when she gets across half court. Gives it off and back to Carson. Tries to lob it down low to Grint on the left block. Makes some room. Nice square up at the shot. Will not fall. Grint punches the ball, but it ends up in Colling's hand. Whitney into the front court. 20 seconds. Right elbow over to Prasoski. Back up top, Teal. Like a hot potato, it's to Squires. Now down low. Nice play by Long. The shot won't go. Carson got the rebound. Kearney Catholic got away with a reach-in foul. And the Stars will get the steal. 8 seconds to go. Squires takes it in right side and scores. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. With your score, Kearney Catholic 19 and Ord 5. It's the girls' semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, Doug Duda with you at Adams Central. Want to say a big thank you to Ed Chagrew, Bill Carlin, all the fine folks here in Patriot Land. We're back tomorrow for the boys' final at 4 as Adams Central will play Ord, then the girls' final. Kearney Catholic Ord winner against the St. Paul Centura winner. And Ord will get the ball here to start the second quarter, trailing 19-5, and they'll turn it over for the ninth time. They're 0-7 from three-point land, 3-4 from the free-throw line. For Kearney Catholic, 1-7 from three-point land, 4-7 from the free-throw line, 2 turnovers for the Stars. 8 points for Maddie Squires leads the way. 11 rebounds for each team in that first quarter. Teal, Kylie, 3, left wing, up and in, her second of the ball game. So she's got both threes, and the Stars now up 22-5. So as in most of the conference games, it looks like a matter of time. Grint gets a nice pass under DeRay, but missed a little five-footer. And the rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Just so quick are the Stars that you can tell it makes that shot, no matter if you're close or not, kind of second-guess it if you're the Chanticleers. As we said, a young, young team. They start no seniors. They start a couple of freshmen and a sophomore and two juniors. They bring a lot more youngsters off the bench, off the screen. Prasoski will take the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kate Grint. She's got 4 of them here. Outlet pass, front court, Allie Smith. Squires got back to cut her off, so she'll go to Grint in the paint. 7-footer up and in. Kate with her first bucket of the ball game. And it's 22-7 Stars. Colling brings it up all by herself, right wing, trying to get in the way as Fahey. Does make her give it off to Prasoski. She'll come between the double team. Floater off the glass is no good. Ord slapping at the rebound instead of grabbing it. And we'll get a jump on the floor here. Kearney Catholic basketball. Anna Squires was down there to grab it. And Messbarger comes in. Prasoski going to check out for Kearney Catholic. They throw it in, Maddie Squires to Whitney Colling. Colling on the post to Anna Squires. Dribbles towards the hoop. Kicks it out in the corner. Teal the three, and it's up and in. So Kylie, the only player right now that has the range from the outside. And it's 25-7. Little pressure in the backcourt. Ord gets around it. Fahey to the left corner. Outlet pass. Ord anticipates, and another steal for Michelle Messbarger. Maddie Squires drives. Doesn't have numbers. Gives it off to Colling. Back out to Teal. Anna Squires, top of the circle. She was about the only girl that won't shoot a three. Grint gets tangled up. The shot, though, won't fall. And the rebound brought down by Alexander, her third for Ord. She's guarded by Calling very tightly, looking for a screen. Dumps it into the left-hand corner to Smith. Kicks it back out top. Grant swings it over to Fahey. Lobs it down low to Hagee. Hagee skip pass Alexander. Morgan's three. Finally found one. All met there for Morgan Alexander. 1 of 8 now for the Chanticleers, but that might get him jump-started here. 25-10. 5.5 to go first half. Calling comes down the right side of the key. Walks with a basketball. Palmed it, and then it got stuck on her hip. Long comes in for the Stars. And for Ord, Landsman returns, one of the few seniors on this club. Only 3 on the roster for Ord. And the inbound will come to Landsman. She'll give it back to Alexander. Morgan, between defenders, will throw over the top. Gets it right back over to Landsman. Landsman into the paint. Gives it off to Hagee. 7-footer up and in. That's a well-executed play there by the Lady Chanticleers. 25-12, Kearney Catholic. But Ord with a nice play on offense. And Colley on the left wing. Back up top, Messbarger. Ord went for the steal. Didn't get it. Messbarger shoots a 19-footer. It's no good. And Anna Squires is going to be called over the back. Her 3rd personal foul. Here comes Carson in for Ord. And now Maddie Squires in for Anna. And she'll come to the bench saying, "I didn't touch anybody." Loud enough that the official who made the call was standing right there to hear it. Ord trying to break the press. Has it stolen away. Long outlet pass picked off there by Long. Quickly into the front court. Teal. Teal drives and someone grabs the arm. And she is going to be fouled. Going to be called on Landsman, her 1st, and the team's 5th. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop, leading it 25-12. 4:56 to go here in the first half. Coming up at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Into Lang, she wheels, goes with a right-hand jumper. It's blocked by Kate Grant and taken away. Carson against the double team. Ord now has numbers, but they will not attack. Carson gets it down to Grant, right block. Long blocked the shot. Caitlin Long got a hand on it, and it is still loose. Picked up by the Stars. Messbarger, outlet pass Teal, well guarded underneath. The contested shot won't go. Kate Grant will get her 5th rebound. Knocked out of her hands, but out of bounds. Earlier tonight, Adams Central boys hit 14 three-pointers in the 1st 3 quarters. They were up 25 going into the 4th, and they cruise 70-51 over Kearney Catholic. They will play Ord, a 56-43 winner over Wood River. So for the 3rd time this year, Wood River and Kearney Catholic will play in the consolation game. Ball again stolen away by Messbarger. She's making a collegiate resume tape tonight. She'll go coast to coast and score. 27-12, 6 of them. 6 steals for Messbarger. Number 1 stat man, Connor from the Kearney Hub. Always got to give him a shout out. His numbers have to be right. He never misses. 27-12. Stars lead it. Ord with 12 turnovers. Half of them are steals by Messbarger. Alexander tries to lob it over here to Landsman. Overthrows her and out of bounds. And we may get a timeout here from Ord. Coach Tennell says, no, he's just trying to talk to his girls. Get him in place. We will talk with the boys' coaches at halftime. That's the plan anyway, as Zach Foster and Scott Carlin both have talked with us between games, and they plan on coming up at the half. Maddie Squires in the left-hand corner. Starts to drive. One-hand bounce pass into the low block left side. Long's jumper is up too hard. Rebound Morgan Alexander. Morgan will push it up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Come to the elbow. Hit the trailer. Carson underneath. Hagee got the defender in the air. And then Maddie Squires on the way back down will be called for the foul. The 1st one on Maddie. And at the line will be Hagee to shoot 2. I'll tell you what, you can see some potential here in these Lady Chanticleers as the free throw is up and in. They're a little overmatched now from the experience side of things. Now, Kearney Catholic doesn't exactly have a ton of seniors either, Prasoski and Colling, so these teams may meet again next year as both free throws are good by Hagee, but you can see the base has started to form here for the Lady Chants. 27-14. The lead is down to 13. Bounce pass to Jordan Strite. A beautiful one from Kylie Teal. Jordan with the right hand lays it up and in. And Strite with her 1st bucket. You're seeing some different looks from Kearney Catholic. Not the same five in, four off type of strategy, and Coach Petrie said they were going to change it up. Nobody guards Alexander, so Morgan fires the three. It's a little strong that time. Players fall to the floor, fighting for the loose ball. It'll be Ord Ball, Hagee with the rebound. Checking back into the ball game will be Morgan Teal for the Stars. So you've got Morgan Teal along with Messbarger, Maddie Squires, Long, and Strite. Ord will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Morgan Alexander waiting, then makes that long, high lob out to the top of the circle. Carson, they double-team her. Andre dribbles all the way to the right elbow. Now makes a nice lob into Grint. Grint shot blocked by Long and taken away. Second block by Long. Here comes Squires. She'll be fouled about 20 feet out. Reach-in foul on Landsman. That'll be her second. 29-14, Kearney Catholic. 2:46 to go here in quarter number two. And it'll be star ball on the baseline. Lob it to the top of the circle to Squires. Maddie into the corner to Strite. Posting up Long. They've cleared it out for her. Tries to get Grint in the air. Nice move up and in. Pretty well defended, but Long got the better of it that time for her first field goal. 31-14. Break the press. Grint's open at the other end. Long gets back. Long blocks the basketball, but then it falls into another Chanticleer hand. Carson grabs it, and the foul Long after she blocked it, turned around, and then runs into Teal, and it looks like they'll call the foul on Morgan Teal, which would be her first. And the free throw is in and out, no good for Hagee. Second one coming up. There's some confusion about who the foul should be on, it looks like, or maybe even who should be shooting the free throw. And they will finally get that sorted out. Now Hagee to shoot the second one. She's got 4 points in the corner. Make it five as that one is up and in. 31-15, Kearney Catholic, 2:25 to go here in the second quarter at Adams Central. The girls' semifinals, Luplat Conference Tournament. Good ball movement. Squires drives left baseline, and there's a host of Chanticleers there to meet her and get the foul called. Hagee with her second. At the line to shoot two, Maddie Squires, 2 of 3. All 8 of her points came in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic was up 19-5. Since then, pretty even, 12-10. As the free throw is up and good. Prusoski back in for the Stars. Second free throw up, and that's strong by Squires. And the rebound, Kate Grant with her sixth. Gives it to Alexander. Morgan floats into the front court here, starts to the left, comes to the right. Messbarger can't shake her. Now gets around her, and finally Messbarger is going to get dinged for a foul. Six steals, that'll be her first foul. You'll take that ratio. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Morgan Alexander. She has the only 3 of the game for Ord. This will be her first free throw attempt. Alexander, a couple of dribbles, and the free throw is off the iron, no good. Maddie Squires will grab her third rebound. Up the floor, nobody's stopping her. She gets into the paint, kicks it to Teal, right back. They're playing a little two-gal game on the right side. And nothing out of it. So Squires will dribble into the paint. Now she'll finally go with a left-hand scoop. No good. Kind of lost her balance on the way up. And the ball goes out of bounds to Ord. So Kearney Catholic got out early. Kind of took the suspense out of this one with an 11-0 start. And it's just kind of been treading water since then. Carson's pass is loose. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds off of Ord. Sixth turnover of the quarter and 14th of the game for the Chanticleers. 1:42 remaining in the first half. Centura led St. Paul 9-7 at the end of the first quarter in our other gym as Messbarger shoots a three, no good. Offensive rebound, Long, her second. Back out to Prusoski, back to Long, left block, feels the pressure, kicks it out. Messbarger, Michelle's three, a little strong. Long rebound, Messbarger grabs it. Michelle's pass is going to be stripped away. Nice steal made there by Alexander, the fourth Kearney Catholic turnover. Minute 10 to go in the first half, 32-15, Kearney Catholic. Win or lose, these teams play at 6 tomorrow. Championship will be here in this newer gym. The consolation will be in the older gym. First year they've went to that procedure. And to throw it in will be Kearney, or will be Ord, as Carson will throw it into Alexander off the screen. They will get it to Fahey. Dump it inside. Shot no good. Grint got it. Back up. No good. Maddie Squires trying to save it out of there. She does, and she's on the sprint with a basketball and just runs over Alexander. Charge. She was just trying to get control of the basketball. Before you knew it, she was already in the paint. And that'll be foul number two on Maddie Squires. Anna already has three. So Mama must have fed them their angry pills this morning. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Ord ball facing some zone pressure in the backcourt. Colling knocks away the inbounds pass. And we'll try it again. And Chance taking their time to try and sub in here. Ray will get to the scorer's table. And Grint will get a breather. Katie's done a great job on the glass. Just hasn't been able to get a lot of offense going with one bucket. In the corner, it'll be Fahey to throw it in. Finds Alexander right back to Delaney. Outlet pass. Carson runs it down all the way in the front court baseline. Kicks it back out. Alexander got a look at a three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Hagee. Hands it to Carson. Carson will put it up and in. Nice rebound, Hagee. And she just had her back to the basket, so she made the six-inch pass. And Carson put it up and scored. 32-17, 30 seconds to go here before half. They get it into Long again. She'll go around Ray, and the scoop shot is good. Second bucket for Caitlin Long, 34-17, Kearney Catholic. 15 seconds to go in the first half of play. Skip pass. Oh, they try to lob it into the front court, and Long's the only one there. Prasoski has it midcourt with eight, checks the clock, lobs it down low. Colling kicks it into the corner. Teal, Morgan's three off the front of the rim, no good. And Prasoski will get the rebound as time expires. So the first half is in the book here at Adams Central in the girls' semifinals of the 2015 Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Kearney Catholic 34, Ord 17. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is next.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Adams Central High School. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Earlier tonight in the boys' semifinal, 70-51, it was Adams Central defeating Kearney Catholic. Not very nice to their alum, head coach Scott Carlin. And Coach, boy, they just shot lights out. You're playing man-to-man. You're not setting back in a zone. They shot lights out.
Yeah, you know, part of that was we didn't know some personnel at times, and they had some guys that, you know, had been streaky shooters that tonight was their night, and poor job by me of adjusting. I got out-coached tonight. This loss is on me. It shouldn't have been that far, and I take full responsibility. Thought we had a good game plan, but when they had some other guys step up and start shooting the ball better, I got to do a better job of changing what we're doing.
What were you hoping to accomplish tonight against a team that didn't score a ton of points last night? They can kind of play either way. They can score 74 and play with you, or they can score 45 and play with you.
I kind of thought we'd get some better contestant stuff, but at times we left their good shooters, and they took wide open looks a lot of the time, so it's a lot easier to shoot a better percentage when you're open and stuff like that.
I thought the thing that kind of surprised me, David Boland didn't score in the first quarter of play, so it was some of their other guys, which may have maybe even surprised your kids a little bit. You want to make sure that Boland and Lindblad aren't getting that inside-outside, and the other kids stepped up. I mean, Connor Nelson, he's averaging about five a game. He had 14 tonight.
Yeah, you know, hats off to them. You know, they do a good job of spreading the ball around, kind of like we do. That's the kind of the style when you're open post or you got one post type stuff. And they switched up their look from what they had shown. They'd always been kind of two post on the off and stuff, and they came out more of a four guard, one in, letting Evan work more inside a little bit, so we sagged off a little more, and their ball movement was really good. And again, I did a poor job of getting us in and out of stuff, and probably just I didn't do a smart enough job of matching people up.
Well, the Stars, again, found some streaks. It was streaky, I guess, for you tonight. You hit a few free throws, but your scoring was a little streaky. What about what they did defensively against you?
I felt like they knew our personnel, and they really, you could hear them trying to take away our dribble drive stuff, so we had to swing the ball, and at times we weren't patient. We took that semi-contested shot again instead of working it inside out, and then I don't remember if we had more than three or four offensive rebounds, which that's something we've been able to do a better job of, but they rebounded the ball extremely well against us when they were on the defensive end.
Now you've been playing so well, I'll say that. You only had the loss to St. Cecilia during this stretch, but now you got to turn around and going to play an angry Wood River team whose goal was to be in the finals, and they didn't shoot the ball well tonight, and you're going to play them for the third time this season. What is it about what they've done that has given you so much problems the first two times?
Their ball movement. You know, they've kind of did what Adam Central's done to us, and when we don't pressure the ball and kind of turn people over, sometimes it seems like our guys get frustrated and won't just play solid defense, and I don't know, maybe that's a sign of me and stuff that we got to come out a little more focused, and we probably just got to adjust and know some personnel and adjust as the game goes on, of depending on how they're shooting, stuff like that, a little bit better.
All right, Scotty, we'll let you get out of here, and we'll see you over here tomorrow. Best of luck.
Thanks, Doug.
Scott Carlin, they fall tonight 70-51 in the boys' game. We hope to have a chance to talk to Coach Zach Foster. We'll do that, look at the first half stats of our girls' game, which Kearney Catholic leads Ord 34-17 right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Ord. And a look at the first half numbers. We will start with the Lady Chanticleers. We have Allie Smith with one rebound. Delaney Fahey has hit three free throws. Morgan Alexander has the Chanticleers' only three-point bucket. She also has four rebounds. Maddie Hagee has 5 points and four rebounds. Andrea Carson, 2 points, two rebounds. Danielle Ray, 2 points, two rebounds. Kate Grint, 2 points, seven rebounds, and one blocked shot. 5 points in the first quarter. The Lady Chan scored 12 in the second. At the half, 17 points, 20 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 15 turnovers. And the thing about those threes, they're getting some pretty good looks. They're moving the ball quick enough that they don't have a hand completely in their face every time. So if they can start hitting a few of those, maybe they stay close to this basketball game. Foul situation, Landsman and Hagee with 2 apiece. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 6 steals in the first half to go along with 5 points and 3 rebounds. Jordan Streit, 2 points. Allie Prasoski hadn't scored, but she's got 5 boards. Whitney Colling, 2 points and a rebound. Kylie Teal has all 3 threes for the Stars, and she leads the way with 11 points. Morgan Teal has a rebound. Maddie Squires, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Caitlin Long, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 3 blocks. Anna Squires, 2 rebounds and 2 block shots. 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first quarter and 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first quarter and 2 of 6 in the second. turnovers, two in each quarter. Foul situation, Anna Squires with three, Maddie Squires with two. 19 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. At the half, Kearney Catholic, 34 points, 18 rebounds. They are 5 of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 5 blocked shots, and 4 turnovers. Kearney Catholic leads it at the half by a score of 34 to 17. And we have not seen Adams Central coach Zach Foster pop up here. He's probably enjoying something, hopefully, in the hospitality room. Halftime of the other girls' game, St. Paul 21, Centura 20. They got a battle going there. And on ESPN Radio, it's a close one at the half. The Amherst boys in a low-scoring affair leading Pleasanton 23-17. Earlier tonight, Wilcox Hildreth scored all the points in overtime to beat Elm Creek 53-41. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Let's take a look now at our Seeds to Success for the second half, brought to you by your Pioneer Seeds professional, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information that helps them get the most out of every acre? It's easy, Pioneer.com, and your mobile, Pioneer.com, on your smartphone. Really, you've got to give Ord credit. They've played well. They just haven't shot the ball that well. They're 1 of 10 from three-point land. They've missed a handful of bunnies down low. This game really could be a lot closer for Kearney Catholic. If they want to put this thing away like they did the first time, step up the defense, force a few more turnovers besides just Messbarger and even Long down low. And of those 15 turnovers, you got to get some transition points. As Kearney Catholic will start, Squires has it knocked out of her hands, gets it back. And the Stars will have it again. Good block down low by the Chanticleers. And that was Kate Grint. On the right side, Prasoski gets by her defender. Off-balance runner won't go. Still having trouble getting that ball to fall in the hole for Prasoski. And the rebound brought down by Hagee, her fifth. For Ord, don't turn the ball as much over as they just did. And the Chanticleers give it right back. And then Ord travels with it. So we had three turnovers there in about 5 seconds. The problem for Ord, don't turn it over. That's easier said than done. They are attacking. They are playing a style where it's either shoot before you turn it over or turn it over. And those are our Seeds to Success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed professional, Craig Weeches. Jump pass out top, Prasoski. Baseline, Teal's open. Kylie brings it in. Haggie's late getting there. And Maddie with her third personal foul. Kylie Teal, who doesn't end up shooting a lot of free throws, will go to the line right here in the first minute of the quarter. She is a 73% free throw shooter, and it's up and in. Shooting free throws just like 5 foot putts for the Teal girls. They make most of them. Second one up, and there's the radio jinx. But it's an offensive rebound by Anna Squires, and the Stars will get another one. They never blame the paper, just Sports Illustrated. Driving in, left-handed scoop shot, Maddie Squires up and in. Although the Wood River people said we did have a big story in the Kearney Hub this week, or the Independent maybe. I don't remember which one it was. Had to be the Independent, right? Hamer, 37-17 after the putback there by Maddie Squires. Grant at the other end makes some room. Turnaround jumper from five, hits the heel. Anna Squires will grab her fourth rebound. Anna will bring the ball up, give it off to Sister Maddie on the right wing. Up top, Teal, wide open three, top of the key. Nothing but money. The fourth one of the game for Kylie Teal, and she now has a team-high 15 points. She's been the leading scorer most of the season, but nobody has been averaging more than 10 points a game unusual for a 17-2 team as Ord breaks the pressure. Alexander lobs it down to Grant and Kate, this time able to finish for her second bucket. 40-19, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Now Colling through the maze of red. She'll scoop it up and draw the foul. Whitney, 2 points, will have her first free throw attempt of the ball game. And Colling takes a few dribbles, and the lefty will put it on the way, and good. The foul, by the way, was on Andrea Carson, her first. Second free throw now coming up for Colling, one of the two seniors on this ball club. Whitney on the way. It's good. So Colling hits them both. She now has four, 42-19. Kearney Catholic extending the lead, equaling their largest at 23. Carson takes the pass in the front court, just playing catch back and forth with Alexander. Morgan just holding the ball at center circle, guarded by Prasoski in the man-to-man. Find the cutter in Smith. Smith puts it up, has it rejected. Knocked out of there by Anna Squires. The Stars have plenty of block shots in the ball game. Anytime that Ord tries to bring it inside and it's not Grint. Carson on the inbound, throws it into Smith, takes it back, now tries to wheel it back over to Alexander, fakes the three, gets it down to Grint. Great play. She'll spin, and it sits on the rim, will not go. Boy, that was a great inbounds play. It just didn't finish, and Anna Squires will get her fifth rebound. Maddie to the other end, and a blocking foul will be called on Ord's Allie Smith. She was the only one in the lane. She knew contact was coming and still tried to slide over and take the charge. Again, the Chanticleers with a ton of freshmen out there. And at the line, Maddie Squires, 9 points. She is 3 of 5 tonight. She'll shoot two, and the first one is up and in. 43-19, and Danielle Ray checks in for Ord. Again, the Chanticleer boys will play Adams Central in the final tomorrow here on Classic Hits at 4. The girls will play the championship at 6. Second free throw on the way, and Maddie's too strong on that one. The rebound comes down to Alexander, Morgan's fifth. Now she's double-teamed to the backcourt. She'll throw through it to Allie Smith. Smith down the middle of the floor, makes one more pass instead of taking the shot, and turns it over. So hasn't really been in there to shoot the ball as Colling comes coast-to-coast, throws up a wild one, no good, got her own rebound, throws it out top to Prasoski. Now Teal cuts into the lane, takes it, has it blocked. Haggy stood her ground and blocked the shot, took it away here for the Lady Chanticleers as they head the other way, Morgan Alexander. I don't think that Allie Smith has even shot the ball from that point guard position. She may change that right here. Nope. Back over to Alexander. Alexander looking inside. Nothing there, so she's got to dribble it a little bit. Colling doesn't let her go anywhere. Skip past top of the circle to Haggy. Looking for Carson. Carson does a good job to shake loose a Teal. Kearney Catholic has to switch defensively. They'll deflect the ball out of bounds. 4:34 to go, third quarter, 43-19. Kearney Catholic, as expected, cruising in the game. Ord's been held to just 2 points here in this third quarter. Try and change that up here on the inbound. Lob it out top, and again, St. Paul had a one-point lead over Centura in the other gym as Alexander's three-pointer is too strong. Rebound brought down Kylie Teal. Has visions of going coast-to-coast. Does. Puts it up too strong. Anna Squires gets the rebound. Not a lot of room for her to come down. They'll get it out front. Maddie for three. In and out. Off the glass, and it kisses in. Maddie Squires with 6 in the quarter and 15 in the game. Her and Kylie Teal have 30 of the 46 points. Now Ord steals it away again. Maddie Squires to Prasoski. Missed the layup. And the ball goes out of bounds off Squires. And whatever the shooting flu that Allie Prasoski has is, we have got to find her a remedy. It has started to become contagious. Prasoski's doing a lot of other good things, but she's just not scoring the basketball, and that's the case again tonight. Chanticleer is weaving through into the ballgame. Landsman gets all the way down low, runs into Maddie Squires, has to kick it out. Now Landsman in the corner for the three. Off the back foot, sails, no good. Michelle Messbarger's back in, has the rebound, outlet to Prasoski. Finds Teal, spots up for the three. No good this time. And the long rebound comes out to the Chanticleers. Landsman up the floor all the way. Blocked from about 7 feet out. Maddie Squires. Here comes Kearney Catholic. Doesn't have numbers this time. Landsman to the trailer, Maddie Squires. Or back to Messbarger. Messbarger just throws it into the paint. Anna Squires came and got it. And then it's blocked out of bounds by Ray. Sometimes you just go for it. And that's what we're seeing here. Multiple substitutions with 3:21 to go here in the third quarter. 46-19, Kearney Catholic. They've outscored Ord 12-2 here in the third quarter. Long, Strite, Morgan Teal, Maddie Squires, and Messbarger on the floor as Kearney Catholic inbounds it up top to Teal, over to Strite on the post. Long, Ray cuts her out, back out to Jordan. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Ord rolls around. They finally get it. Danielle Ray has it, and they're off to the races with Carson. Andrea, bounce pass is soccer kicked into the back wall by Maddie Squires. Here comes Allie Weliak into the ball game. 5'7 junior will check in. And the Chanticleers will have the ball. Also in there is Tori Barron, along with Landsman. She'll take the three on the inbounds. It's up and in. Catherine Landsman with her first bucket of the ball game, and only the second three to fall through for the Chanticleers in 13 attempts. Quickly, the Stars get up the floor. Into the paint, Squires kicks it out to Teal. Morgan answers with a three of her own. First bucket of the ball game for Morgan, 49-22. Inbounds pass stolen away. Maddie Squires takes it in and is mugged, Tori Barron. She knew that there was only one way to stop Squires, and that was to grab. And that'll be her second foul. Fourth foul on the Chanticleers. None so far in the second half. Well, there should be one on Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires committed a foul. Teal committed a foul. They just haven't put them up. So Squires at the line to shoot two. And it is good. First one for Maddie. Big first quarter and a big third quarter for Maddie. Second free throw now, 50-22. Kearney Catholic on the way. Good. And in for Maddie Squires will be Kylie Teal. 8 in the quarter and 17 in the game now for Maddie Squires. 51-22, a 29-point lead. Inbounds pass over the top of the Stars defender to Barron. Gives it to Landsman, front court right side. Skip pass left wing, Weliak. Looks inside, checking in is Hannah Heil. So some new faces as the ball is stolen away. Turnover number 21 by the Chanticleers, but Ord gets it back. And the Stars with their sixth turnover. Then we have a palm on Ord. That's the second time in the quarter we've had three turnovers in about 6 seconds. And Kearney Catholic will inbound it in the front court. Kylie Teal looking, gets a cutter into the paint. Messbarger tries to throw it to Long, but throws it down at her knee. And Kearney Catholic turns it over for the seventh time. Up the floor comes Fahey, and Fahey is fouled. 2:16 remains here in the third quarter. The foul on Kearney Catholic will be Kylie Teal, her first. And the free throw on the way is up and in by Delaney Fahey. Those are the only points she has, 4 of 5 at the line. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Fahey hitting her free throws, 51-24. This game not in doubt, and Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:15 to go in our girls' semifinals third quarter, Kearney Catholic 51, Ord 24. It was 34-17 at the half. St. Paul and Centura battling in a close game in the old gym. We'll get a score update in a moment. Ord putting on pressure. Kearney Catholic breaks it. Jump past the Teal. 14-footer left corner. Up and in for Morgan. Couple of buckets here in the third quarter for Morgan Teal. And the lead now up to 31. And the ball stolen away on the inbounds again. Kearney Catholic trying to maybe get to that 40-point lead as they get it underneath to Strite. Her layup is good. Kearney Catholic scoring in bunches. And they're in the middle of one of those runs right now. 31-point lead at 55-24 as they have opened it up here in quarter number three. Consolation and championships are at the same time tomorrow. Boys 4, girls 6. Here's a nice lob back cut to Landsman. Kearney Catholic lost who was supposed to be following her, and Catherine will lay it up and in. She's got all five of her points here in the quarter, 55-26. Again, earlier tonight, Ord and Adams Central won the boys' games. Kylie Teal runs down the middle of the lane and a blocking foul on Hannah Heil, her first. It was 70-51, Adams Central over Kearney Catholic, hitting 14 three-pointers. And it was 56-43, Ord over Wood River. Ord in their first ever Lou Platte final tomorrow. And the first of the two free throws by Teal is up and in. Kylie now 2 of 3 at the line. At the end of the ball game, which is still more than a quarter away, the New West postgame show. Coaches' interviews, final stats, stay with us. Second free throw up and in. So Kylie Teal hits that one. 6 in the quarter and 17 in the game. 57-26. Inbounds pass comes to Welniak. Welniak gets into the front court before it's stolen away. She'll be able to swing it over. Down on the low block to Heil. Heil turn around. Long blocks it. Takes it away. Stars want to run. Kylie Teal up ahead into the ballgame. Schmatterer and got too deep. Missed it. Hit the rim on the way up. Rebound to Heil. And here come the Chanticleers with a minute to go in quarter number three. Lob it right side. Down low Ray on the block. Can't get it over long. Kicks it back out. Landsman up top. Schmatterer deflects the pass, but run down by Fahey. Back down low to Ray. Turnaround jumper off the glass from 6. No good. Strite will wrestle the rebound away for Kearney Catholic. Gives it to Schmatterer. Outlet tried to get it to Teal, and it's going to be picked off. Nice steal into the front court. Here comes Landsman coast to coast. She's fouled. Kylie Teal with her second. And two shots coming up here for Catherine Landsman. UNK baseball team today in action down in Texas as the free throw is up. And it is good for Landsman. UNK rallied past Washita Baptist of Arkansas 10-7 tonight. Junior first baseman Kyle Honeycutt hit a two-out walk-off grand slam. And he also hits for the cycle with that home run. That away. Second free throw up and in for Landsman. All 7 here in the quarter. 57-28, Ord pressures, ball deflected, Ord makes the steal, coming up with it Fahey, and then it's taken back by Schmatterer. Schmatterer, 1-on-2, gets through him, puts it up, hits the rim, won't go. Chanticleer rebound, Cora Swoboda is in. To Welniak, 20 seconds to go. Third quarter, down to the block, trying to get it into Swoboda, ball deflected, and Strite stays in bounds when she makes the steal. 10 turnovers in the quarter for Ord. 10 seconds to go. Morgan Teal up to Kylie. How about a 25-foot three-pointer? That's all net. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic hit 4 threes in the quarter, and they put up a total of 26 points, just like Adams Central's boys did in the third quarter earlier tonight. It's Kearney Catholic 60, Ord 28 here on Classic Hits.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, the Kearney Catholic girls have this one well in hand as we head to the fourth quarter of play. It is 60-28, and Ord will get the ball as they get it inside. Short jumper Swoboda is going to put it up and in. So Coach Tennell is going to bring in a little bit deeper down the bench. Also in is Ashley Carson. Welniak is in there. Fahey stays in there for Kearney Catholic. It is Anna Squires. Anna wants to score and finally does. Her first scoop shot of the ball game, 62-30. Kearney Catholic has their mixed first and two teams out there. Prasoski, Mesbarger, Kylie Teal, and Bo Squires. Ward will get it down to Swoboda. Swoboda in the paint over Anna Squires. Off the rim, no good. Kylie Teal will get the rebound. Teal outlet pass Maddie Squires. Front court right side had to run it down. Back to Teal. Swings it over to Prasoski. Wide open. How about a three? It's good. Allie with her first bucket of the ball game. Kearney Catholic unofficially 8 of 20 from three-point land. 65 to 30. Inside, Swoboda has her shot blocked by Anna Squires. I've got Kearney Catholic for 9 blocks. Kylie Teal coast to coast, and she'll scoop it up and score. 22 points now for Kylie Teal to lead the way. Been a long time since the Stars had one individual have that many points in a single game. They've been so balanced. As the pass comes over to Fahey, tries to dump it down low, stolen away by Anna Squires. That's the 26th turnover for Ord. Kearney Catholic has 9. Up the floor, Prasoski takes it at Carson, cut off by Ray. Back up top, Teal. She'll try one more three. In and out, no good that time. And the rebound brought down by Allie Welniak. Won't be long here, I'm imagining, before Coach Petrie brings in the rest of the squad here. As Mesbarger adds to her steal total, feeds Prasoski, comes down the lane, and is fouled by Fahey. 2 free throws coming up for Allie Prasoski. 67 to 30, Kearney Catholic. The first meeting between the two teams was 66 to 33. So it looks like both teams will score a little bit more tonight. And Prasoski's free throw is no good. Here comes Schmatterer and Long for the Stars. Maddie Squires and Kylie Teal will check out. Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinals after 3, Amherst 42, Pleasanton 31. Earlier tonight, Wilcox-Hildreth won in overtime against Elm Creek. Free throw no good. Rebound brought down by the Chanticleers. Daniel Ray, they fall to the floor, and Mesbarger will be called for a foul. That'll be her second. Ord will bring the ball up. Kearney Catholic will drop back into a half-court defense and play that extended 2-3 zone. Fahey gets it to Carson. Ashley in the paint. Welniak tried to drop it down to Ray. Picked off and stolen away by Long, and then her outlet is taken back by Welniak. Chanticleers keep it in their front court. Fahey, one dribble back to Welniak. Jump pass over to the right side. Carson lobs it down to Ray. Good one-hand catch. Takes a high jumper off the glass over Long. Won't go. Ball deflected into the hands of Prasoski. Alley up the floor. All alone is Mesbarger. The left-handed layup good on the assist from Prasoski. 7 points now for Michelle Mesbarger. 69 to 30. 5.5 to go. Mesbarger, another steal. Mesbarger ahead of the pack. It's up, it's in, and a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic to bring in some new players, and there's your 40-point margin. It didn't look like we were going to get there at all tonight. This was a 17-point game at halftime, but with 5:24 to go, it's 71-30 Kearney Catholic. We'll get a running clock the rest of the game, and we'll take a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, your home for the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. And another score update for you. Let's go to the old gym here, and Centura turned it around in the third quarter. They were down 21-20 at the half. They outscore St. Paul 21-8, and Centura leads St. Paul 41-29 at the end of the third quarter. Centura and Kearney Catholic have yet to play this year. Well, excuse me, they played in that season opening tournament, the regular season games next Tuesday, as Jordan Streit will come away with a steal here for Kearney Catholic. Get it down to Schmatterer, weaves her way through the double team. Scoop shot bounces off the glass, off the rim, no good. Swoboda will have a rebound here for the Lady Chanticleers. Gives it to Carson. Ashley swings it over to Welniak, a three-pointer on the way. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Kearney Catholic. Again, a reminder, the finals will be here on Classic Hits tomorrow. Adams Central Ord boys at 4, Kearney Catholic, and it looks like Centura girls at 6. And on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, all 4 games from the Viero Events Center and the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Girls consolation at 2. It'll be Pleasanton taking on Amherst, so they get to get together again. And the boys' consolation will be at 4. And that will have Elm Creek taking on, it looks like, Pleasanton. And then the championship girls' game, Axtell-Elm Creek. At 6, the boys' championship, Wilcox-Hildreth, and it looks like they'll be playing Amherst. That should be a dandy. Here's a three-pointer, Fahey, top of the circle, no good. Fight for the rebound, grab there by the Chanticleers, and Danny Ray is going to be fouled. She'll go to the line. Foul is on Schmatterer of the Stars. And at the line, after that foul, Ray will put it up and in. Third point of the ball game for Danielle. She had a bucket back in the first quarter, 71-31. And the second free throw, as the Stars get ready to sub some more, is up and in. So Ray hits them both. Coming in for Kearney Catholic will be Jenny Beans. And then seeing her first varsity action tonight will be the freshman Madison Shoemaker suiting up tonight. Sarah Oldfather not suiting up tonight for Kearney Catholic. But she could have. These are 14 on the roster. They played with 13 most of the year. Shoemaker up top to Schmatterer. Tries to make a pass over here to Annie Treadle, who's checked in. It goes by her and out of bounds. 2:55 and counting, 71-32. Kearney Catholic cruising along here. Almost an identical score to the first time, 66-33. With it is Carson. Swings it over to Fahey. Looking inside for Swoboda. Skip pass Welniak. Double teamed. And we got a hand check foul called on Kearney Catholic and Morgan Teal. That'll be her second. But not enough to get us in the bonus yet, according to the scoreboard, although I have about 8 fouls on Kearney Catholic. My math is off. Inbounds pass tipped away. Don't forget the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up. Final stats, coaches interviews, score updates, all here on Classic Hits on this Friday night. Great February weather compared to Wednesday, right? Into Danielle Ray. Double team that she still gets the jumper to go. Nice job by the freshman, Danielle Ray. And we've said that so many times tonight. There is a good group of youngsters here for Ord. And now Kearney Catholic nearly throws it away. Beans does a great job to try and save it, but it ends up being picked off there by Ashley Carson. Ray gets it into the front court. She'll drive. She'll score again. 6 in the quarter for Ray, and it's 71-36. As Ward is putting a few more points on the board here, and again, Kearney Catholic throws it away. So the youngsters having some problems. Every once in a while, if that happens, Coach Petrie will call a timeout to settle them down, but I think everybody ready to have this one over because they got to turn around and come right back tomorrow. As Treadle goes for another steal, doesn't quite get that one. Carson at the top of the circle. Schmatterer doubles, and now she does get the steal up to Treadle all by herself. Annie lays it up, and she's got 2 points. Kearney Catholic nearly has almost everybody in the scoring column here, 73-36. Stars are just heads and shoulders right now above the rest of the conference. Centura's the closest game they've had in conference this year. Another one for Ray. Catches, turns all in one motion, and scores. So a bright spot again here for the Chanticleers, 73-38. They've got the longest drive tonight. Taking about an hour and a half to get home as Schmatterer drives the right baseline, puts up the one-hand runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Ashley Carson. 38 seconds to go, and the ball knocked away at the other end. Clock continues to run. One more possession maybe here for the Chanticleers. To throw it in, Fahey tries to go high lob to Ray since she's taller than everybody, and she's going to be fouled by Madison Shoemaker. And because the clock is running, the game will expire with Ray at the line to shoot 2 free throws. But if she makes them both, it'll be 10 in the quarter. First one, though, in and out, no good. Second free throw now for Ray as the clock winds down under 5 seconds. She'll put it up. She'll hit it. And that'll be the end of the basketball game. Your final score here in the Lou Platte Conference girls semifinal, 73-39, Kearney Catholic, the winner over the Ord Lady Chanticleers tonight. Of course, last year the tournament played up in Ord. We were in that weather delay that day as well. And Kearney Catholic and Ord battled in some of the ball games last year. And here, Kearney Catholic advances back on. Centura up 12. They're a little bit behind us at last check in the other gym. We hope to have a final before we're done here. 73-39, Kearney Catholic going for another conference tournament championship tomorrow. We'll be back with the New West postgame show right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics and, of course, to the crew here at Adams Central. We'll be back tomorrow to enjoy more hospitality. It is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 73-39. Ord wins it, but this was 34-17, and Ord missed a lot of shots in that first half tonight. They were 1 of 10 from three-point land, probably missed four or five of those little bunnies right in the paint underneath the hoop that could have kept it close, and it wasn't like Kearney Catholic was playing poor. Ord's just a young team. When we talked with Coach Tettle before the ball game, he just said, you know, they'd won seven of their last eight, and so they had got that record up to 13-7, and they had been playing some good basketball, but nobody's hanging with Kearney Catholic in the conference right now. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First off for the Lady Chanticleers, Allie Welniak had a rebound. Allie Smith starts, runs the point, doesn't shoot, so no numbers there for her. She had one rebound. Delaney Fahey, 5 points out of 5 of 6 shooting at the free throw line. Catherine Landsman had all 7 of her points in the third quarter. Ashley Carson had a rebound. Morgan Alexander had a 3-point bucket. She also had 5 rebounds. Maddie Hagee tonight had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Hannah Heil had 1 rebound. Cora Swoboda, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Andrea Carson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Danielle Ray ends up being the leading scorer. She scored 9 of her 11 points in the fourth quarter. 11 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. And Kate Grint, 4 points, a team-high 7 rebounds, and those were all in the first half. She didn't play much in the second half, and she had 2 blocked shots. 20 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, and 7 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 10 in the first half, and 1 of 5 in the second half of play. Turnovers, that was a big problem for Ord tonight. They had 15 in the first half and 16 more in the second half. Ord, 17 points at halftime, 22 in the second half. The Lady Chanticleers finish with 39 points, 31 rebounds, 13 out of 16 at the free throw line, 2 of 15 from three-point land. There were 4 block shots and 31 turnovers. Ord now will fall to 13-8, their second loss of the season to Kearney Catholic. Similar fashion, maybe not similar style, but 73-39. Ord will play the consolation game tomorrow in the old gym. That'll be at 6 o'clock, and it looks like they'll play St. Paul. Centura's up 46-35 with 4 minutes to go in that game. St. Paul was up 1 at the half. Well, let's bring in head coach Rick Petrie here on the post-game show, brought to you by New West Sports Medicine. And orthopedic surgery, and it's Red Cause Day, so I wore the red shirt and the red pin just so you wouldn't yell at me, even though there's still some Ord blood in the veins, Rick. But I just want your impressions on the first half. We'll go back to last week when you talked about making some changes, but I really didn't think you guys played poorly at all. Ord actually missed some shots that could have kept it closer. It was a little bit different than maybe the first time around.
No, Ord's very athletic, and, you know, those girls really compete hard. And we knew going into the game, after watching, you know, last game's film, that, you know, if they had hit some shots, it would have been a little bit closer. And so we expected them to come out and compete, and they did. And they did some nice things. I thought we rebounded the ball pretty well on their missed shots. We were able to get out and run. And, you know, defensively, the first half, Michelle was kind of a thorn in everybody's side and really kind of got us going.
One more about just the way that Ord attacked you. Not many teams attempt to do what they do. They had the 50-50 philosophy. We're going to shoot the ball when we're open, and we're going to go. If we turn it over, we turn it over, but we're not going to get into this. We're going to try and stay out of this trap. Not everybody has that. They got Grant on the post, and you guys did a pretty good job of not letting her score a lot, although she got the ball a lot down low.
She gets great position, and we didn't do a great job. But on the other hand, we made her shoot over us a couple times, and we were able to get some touches on some block shots, and I think that you know, made her a little leery the second half.
You brought up Michelle. She's almost forcing you to play her more minutes as the season goes along. Not that that's a bad thing at all, but she had 6 steals in the first half. She had 8 the last time that we checked on it. 31 turnovers. You're gonna force those tonight. But she's got a little something. What is it about what she's doing out there?
You know, she brings a lot of energy off the bench. And you know, when she comes into the game, she makes things happen, whether it's offensively or defensively. You know, she's willing to go to the bucket. She anticipates so well on defense. I mean, the last couple of games, she's been tremendous, just anticipating where the ball is going to go or stealing it from somebody. And you know, she led us last night in scoring. And you know, basically, she's shooting a lot of layups last night. I think she had a couple outside shots. But she's done a tremendous job for her, and you're right. You know, she is getting some more minutes in some certain situations because I trust what she's doing defensively.
You had a couple of girls get way above averages tonight, because if we see somebody score 15, that's kind of a huge game because you're so balanced. Kylie Teal with 22 tonight. I think she had a majority. Well, she did have a majority of your threes. And then Maddie Squires, 17 points. I think, you know, we talked about Michelle. Maddie's probably been more consistent even longer than Michelle, but is that what about just getting a couple girls that stand out and go get you some points tonight?
It's just one of those nights, you know. We didn't get Anna a whole lot of touches. Of course, she was in some foul trouble, and, you know, she had a little bit of – so she didn't get a whole lot of chances. And, you know, Allie struggled shooting the ball tonight. Just one of those nights for her, and I'm sure she'll bounce back. But those kids stepped up. Maddie, since after the first quarter of the Guardian Angels game, has really kind of turned it up. I mean, she's been more aggressive offensively, taking the ball to the bucket. You know, yeah, she might get a charge or two, but, you know, she's willing to get after it a little bit. And defensively, she's been doing a good job on the boards too. And, you know, Kylie tonight shot the ball a lot better. We've been working a little bit on her footwork in practice, and, you know, hopefully that's paying off.
Okay, 1 week ago, it was not a happy time for Kearney Catholic. That was the Guardian Angels game. You said you would go through and get some practices in and do some work and make some changes. Maybe it's not noticeable when you've got big leads. How has the last week went? How do you think the girls have responded?
I think the girls have responded very well. We've had some pretty brutal practices. Last Friday after the game, and first couple of days this week. So they understand the urgency, I think, and the effort that it's going to take for them to compete on a high level. And so I think that, you know, it's shown at least to the coaching staff the last couple nights their effort, their communication, their willingness to not be passive, and to be a little bit more aggressive, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, when the Squire sisters had five total fouls in the first half, we said you must have fed them the mean pills. Well, last question. It looks like Centura is going to win this ball game over in the other gym. They're up with 2 minutes to go. They played you closer than anybody else in the conference this year, yet that's not that close. It was 46-23. They made it more of a defensive game. It's the second game of the year for you. But this, it's such a great rivalry. You and Kathy have went after each other so many times. What are you expecting from them tomorrow that will try and give them a chance?
Well, you always know that her teams are going to come and compete. And despite the outcome of the first game, you can't look at those results. You have to understand that it's Kearney Catholic and Centura. And, you know, let the fun begin. It's kind of been that way off and on. And, you know, there are years that we've had the upper hand. There's been years that she's had the upper hand. And, you know, it's a great rivalry, and it'll be fun.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Rick Petrie. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars win it tonight by a score of 73-39. They'll be here at 6 tomorrow. And let's take a look at their final numbers that we had in the ball game tonight. Michelle Messbarger, nearly a double digits in steals. She had 9 points, 4 rebounds. Annie Treadle had a bucket, 2 points. Jordan Streit, 4 points and a rebound. Allie Prasoski hit 1 3-pointer tonight. She had 6 rebounds. Whitney Colling, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal at a game-high 22 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Teal, 5 points, 1 rebound. Maddie Squires, 17 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Caitlin Long, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 4 blocks. Anna Squires, just 2 points tonight. She had 6 rebounds and 4 blocked shots. 18 rebounds in the first half. 10 in the second half, 10 in the second half for Kearney Catholic. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half and 8 of 12. In the second half of play, 3-point shooting, 3 of 13 in the first half, but how about 5 of 8 in the second half? Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 9 in the second half of play. 34 points at halftime, 39 points in the second half, and Kearney Catholic finishes with 73 points, 28 rebounds, 13 out of 21 from the free throw line, 8 of 21 from 3-point land, 9 blocks, 13 turnovers. Kearney Catholic now 18-2. And back to the championship game of the Lou Platt Conference with a 73-39 win over Ord. We'll wrap it up on the New West postgame show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Jeff Ekstrom, Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Twin Valley Conference girls semifinals tonight. Silver Lake edges Lawrence Nelson 37-35. They'll play Blue Hill, a 49-18 winner over Red Cloud. The top 2 seeds will play tomorrow. Again, all the consolations and finals in the Twin Valley Conference tournament down the road in Kennesaw. From the Viero Events Center, final score on the boys' side tonight. Amherst defeats Pleasanton 61-49. They will play Wilcox-Hildreth in the championship. Wilcox-Hildreth beat Elm Creek in overtime 53-41. Elm Creek did not score in the overtime period. Some other scores that we have for you tonight. Let's take a look at the girls' side on this Friday. Not everybody's in a conference tournament. Burwell beat Spalding Academy 41-28. Central City over Raymond Central 55-37. Dorchester beat Giltner. The Giltner girls going through a tough stretch right now, 42-29. Central Catholic girls beat Lexington 40-24. Also in girls' action tonight, Minden over Cozad 59-27. And Southern Valley beats Alma 54-33. In the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament, Superior beat Sandy Creek 37-29. in boys action from games that have been turned in so far tonight. Handful of them. Besides what has happened here this evening, it was Southern Valley over Alma 66-30. That's going to wrap things up here from Adams Central. We're back tomorrow for the doubleheader, 4 and 6 o'clock. The boys, Ord at Adams Central at 4. Girls, Kearney Catholic and Centura at 6. This has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Again, on the boys' side tonight, Adams Central hit 14 three-pointers in the first three quarters, 15 for Garrett Sittner and David Bolin, 14 for Connor Nelson, 10 for Kyler Wormstadt, as the Adams Central boys improved to 17-2 with a 70-51 win over Kearney Catholic. The Stars led by Zach Jackson with 13. They will take on Wood River. Wood River tonight was a winner in their contest. Ord was a winner over Wood River 56-43. So Wood River and Kearney Catholic will play the consolation. Ord and Adams Central will play the championship. And in the girls, it is Kearney Catholic 73-39. They'll play Centura in the final, and Ord will take on St. Paul. For our producer-engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us. Fort Kearney Conference tomorrow, 2, 4, 6, and 8 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Lou Platt Conference here from Adams Central at 4 and 6. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.